North Korea took another step today to reactivate its nuclear weapons program, a program that was frozen 8 years ago in an agreement with the United States. The North ordered the expulsion of all inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency, which has monitored that freeze. This comes on top of Pyongyang's decision yesterday to begin moving fresh nuclear fuel rods to a small nuclear reactor, which has been mothballed since 1994. About 25% of the fuel necessary to restart that reactor has now been put in place. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
News of the decision to expel the inspectors came in a letter from the North Korean government to Mohammad El-Baradei, the director of the International Atomic Energy Agency in Vienna. With the freeze on the facilities ended, the letter states, there is no justification for the inspectors to remain in North Korea. The letter also reiterates North Korea's intention to reactivate a plutonium reprocessing laboratory that could be used to extract weapons-usable plutonium from spent nuclear fuel rods. Those highly radioactive rods have been under watch in a cooling pond for 8 years. The IAEA has asked North Korea to reconsider the expulsion. An agency spokeswoman, Melissa Fleming, speaking from Vienna, said this would be a violation of international law, not just of the nuclear freeze negotiated with the United States.
Notwithstanding the lifting of the freeze on these nuclear facilities, there is a safeguards agreement. This is a legal agreement between the IAEA and North Korea that requires the presence of inspectors for nuclear activities at this 5-megawatt reactor they plan to begin operating, as well as the operation of this reprocessing plant.
At the moment, Fleming said, there are several nuclear inspectors in North Korea. They say the 8,000 spent nuclear fuel rods, which contain plutonium, remain in the cooling pond. But North Korean engineers now have brought 2,000 fresh fuel rods to a 5-megawatt nuclear reactor at Yongbyon that they say they intend to restart. Those fuel rods could eventually yield new plutonium, but North Korea claims it needs the electricity that reactor could generate because the United States has halted the shipments of heavy fuel oil it is supposed to provide under the 1994 nuclear freeze deal, which is known as the agreed framework. More importantly, says Fleming, the IAEA needs to know what the North Koreans are doing with the plutonium they already have, which might eventually be used to manufacture nuclear weapons.
Our two inspectors' presence there have, of course, enabled us to keep track of what is happening at the spent fuel pond and the reprocessing facility. If we do indeed have to remove our inspectors, this would practically bring to an end our ability to monitor their nuclear program.
The White House issued a statement today calling on North Korea to reverse its current course and take all steps necessary to comply with the IAEA. The statement repeated the administration's firm stance that the United States will not negotiate with North Korea in response to threats or broken commitments, but said a White House spokesman, "We seek a peaceful resolution." When it came into office, the Bush administration reversed President Clinton's policy of active engagement with Pyongyang. Robert Gallucci, now of the Georgetown University School of Foreign Service, negotiated the 1994 nuclear freeze. He says the current administration's tough line has been a mistake.
Once the Bush administration came into office, there was a loss of enthusiasm for pursuing a Clinton policy of engagement with the North, and the North understood this, as did the South, right away. And then after the Axis of Evil speech, of course, much of what the administration did was to make clear that North Korea was one of three or five states that might be subject to preemptive or preventive war as a method of dealing with their weapons of mass destruction.
Experts say even without cameras and sensors, which were disconnected a few days ago, or inspectors, the United States can monitor from satellites whether North Korea has actually moved the spent fuel to the plutonium reprocessing facility and whether that facility has begun to operate again. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Los Angeles.